this is a day to mark awareness about AIDS, but it's in particular targeted at the nation's African Americans. Why is this such a critical day for public health?
Oh, well, Melissa, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, African Americans are the ethnic group mostly affected by HIV and AIDS.
Right. And it's about 14% of the population is African American, but nearly half of new HIV infections are from this population. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. CDC just released the latest report on African Americans, where it comprises of 14% of the U.S. population, but accounts for 44% of all new HIV infections.
Yeah. And what's the picture like in Duval County?
Unfortunately, let's talk about that. We've had a lot of successes, okay, when it comes to prevention in Black and African American women. We have reduced the rates tremendously. I can remember a couple of years ago when we poured a lot of the prevention dollars and efforts into African American women. And what happened? The rates went down.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
good.
We're looking, unfortunately, our African American men who have sex with men is driving the epidemic today. But with hopes of pouring into a lot of the prevention dollars like we did for African-American women, we're hoping to see the same results trend down.
Sure. We need to bring the numbers down in Duval County.
And we don't want to forget that we also eliminated almost all the rates in newborns. So that's another good success rate.
So there have been some success stories. Now, in Duval, nearly 7,000 people diagnosed with AIDS. 64% of that population is African American. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
So the majority of cases in this county. And so is it fair to call it an epidemic in North Florida?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it really is a serious public health problem.
The surveillance report shows that right now in Duval County, 70% are African American.
And many have HIV or AIDS, and they're not aware of their status, which
Absolutely.
Brings about today's Awareness Day.
Absolutely. It's a great kickoff to tomorrow's event so that we can raise more awareness and people can know their status.
So tomorrow is a big event. For National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day, events are happening all over the country. What's going to be happening here in Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville, we are going to be having an event at the Family Dollar at 4380 Moncrief Road from 11 to 4. We're going to have a lot of giveaways. We're going to be doing a lot of testing. And hopefully, we walk away with people. People will walk away, knowing their status. We hope to increase the access to care and optimize health outcomes for people living with HIV and AIDS, and also to reduce the number of people who become infected with HIV, as well as the health-related, HIV-related health disparities.
What else is the health department doing? As you said, you've had some success with women, so now the focus is turning more to men?
Absolutely.
On prevention, education, and awareness?
Absolutely, and testing.
Yeah. And I know Walgreens will be doing some testing as well tomorrow. River Region, I think, is doing some testing. But anything else people need to know?
Well, to fight HIV and AIDS, we have to challenge the mindset of our homes, our communities, workplaces, churches, mascots, temples, because we all need to take a fight, take a stand against HIV and AIDS.
It seems as though now that they've developed this three-drug cocktail that can kind of keep people in decent health for many years, that the focus about this has drifted off in recent years. And I would think you want to make sure we don't lose sight of how important it is to keep the focus on this disease.
Absolutely. Well, we want to keep the focus on a disease. We want to make sure that we retain people into care. We want to make sure that those who are positive, that they stay in care and reduce, the risk of new infections. We don't want, we put a lot of efforts into making sure that they don't, reinfect.
Sure. And so, again, it's National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Terencia Shiloh, Area 4 Minority AIDS Coordinator with the Health Department, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa.